This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to focus in on verses 8 through 10 because honestly and truly, I've never heard anyone talk on this verse. If you've heard someone, I want you to tell me later and said, yeah, I did hear somebody talk about it. My dad, who preached for 30, 40 years, I never remember him talking about it. Verse 8. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And here's the verse that just jumped off the page this week to me. Suddenly, Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. I don't want to be melodramatic. I don't want to be over the top with this. But suddenly, Jesus is going to meet you, and you're going to meet him. You do know that, don't you? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 that to be absent from the body, to die, is to be present with the Lord. You and I are all going to experience, whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, in my opinion, that someday we're going to come face to face. We're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Suddenly, we will meet Jesus. I don't know what you've read about near-death experiences. They're called NDEs. I've heard doctors lecture on them, where people have this out-of-body experience right before death, right before they take their last breath, and some people are dismissive of it. It's just a hallucination, electrical misfirings of the brain, chemicals firing signals in the brain, and that's what's going on. People are just hallucinating. I'm not so sure about that. I want to tell you a story that most of you have heard me tell at funerals, and then I'm going to tell you, close with a story that I know you haven't heard. Max Lucado, who preached in San Antonio, Texas, said I had been ministering in San Antonio for less than a year when one of our members asked me to conduct the service of his mother. Her name was Ida Glossbrenner, but her friends called her Polly. As the son and I planned the service, he told me a fascinating story about the final words his mother spoke. She had been unresponsive, in a coma-like state for hours. She never said a word. But just moments, seconds before her death, she opened her eyes and stated in a clear voice, not mumbling, clear voice, "My name is Ida Glossbrenner, but my friends call me Polly." Meaningless words of hallucination, Max asks. Maybe, maybe more. Is it possible, he says, that Ida was at the door of heaven? Her body was behind her, her soul was in the presence of God, and maybe, just maybe, she was getting acquainted. I think that's very possible. Max says this, I don't know, but I do know this. When it's cold on earth, we can take comfort in knowing that our loved ones are in the warm arms of God. And when Christ comes, we will hold them too. You know, I can understand why somebody would study the universe in a way and study science and physics and say it's all meaningless, it's all pointless. But it's sad, isn't it? To devote your whole life to the study of how the world came to be scientifically and say it's all pointless. Don't die as a man or woman who says it was all pointless. Die with Christ. Die with him. Your life will not only be different, your eternity will be better. We're not talking about believe in Jesus and you'll live a few years longer. I'm not talking about that. You may live shorter, depending on the circumstances. I'm not saying if you believe in Jesus, you may even be healthier. You may or may not be. But I can tell you this. You believe in Jesus Christ, you have hope for all eternity. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, speaking of himself, that's where you're going to be. Either one of the great truths of the universe or one of the great lies of the universe. Decide.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, I want you to make every effort to hear the conclusion. A powerful story I've never told before on Cross Hope. I want you to hear it tomorrow. Same time, same place. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.